This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation on The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody, to Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. Let's kick things off with a statement by Chelsea Handler. I'm going to do some listener mail here in a second, but I want to start off with Chelsea Handler, who called Stacey Dash. If you don't know Stacey Dash, she's a beautiful lady. Was in some show with Alicia Silverstone years ago. I forget the name of the show. It was a high school type flick and got famous for that. But she's, you know, she's been in Hollywood for a long time. Outspoken conservative, black conservative. And I will tell you, right of Reagan, I know personally that she, her views, are, it was, I was in a couple of sessions with her, once on Hannity and one somewhere else, and I was shocked at how Stacey is just so to the right. She gets it. And I mean, to her core, she gets it. Unabashed, unafraid. Love that about her. But Chelsea Handler called her a black white supremacist. And the reason why I bring this up is to explain to you how crazy liberalism is. By the way, if you know what a black white supremacist is, please contact us at kjradio.com or call the show 844-551-8255. If you've ever seen a black white supremacist, I'd love to see it. It would be like, I don't know, spotting the Yeti or a black man riding a unicorn. I don't know. Maybe just a unicorn. But, yeah, tell me what that is. A black white supremacist. A lady who would dare say, I can think for myself. I'm not going to toe the line and go to where the other black folks are. And Chelsea Handler can't allow a woman, a grown woman, to have her own point of view without giving her a label. And the label is black white supremacist. Yeah, she, you know, I guess she's the, what's his name, Clayton Bigsby. Leading the Klan, a black woman leading a bunch of white people in the Klan. Which, by the way, what would be so bad about that? It would be a woman in charge and a black woman in charge of that. Leading a bunch of racists, you would think that Chelsea Handler would think that was a nice thing. That it was a good thing. It was progress. Wouldn't that be progress, progressives? Remember when George Zimmerman was called a white Hispanic? Had you ever heard that term before? I knew Hispanics were from the Caucasian side of things. In other words, Spaniards are considered white versus Mexicans, per se. And even Mexicans, theoretically, are not black. They're certainly not black, right? They're Latino. But they fall under Hispanic, which, of course, is Caucasian. I get it. But I'd never heard the term white Caucasian until George Zimmerman. And you want to know why? Because George Zimmerman looked like a Hispanic. And when he and Trayvon Martin had the run-in, the left could not handle the idea that there was this Hispanic dude to kill the black dude. So they called him a white Hispanic. Because to put white in front of it colorized it more so that people would be outraged. And they were. Many people had never seen George Zimmerman. His name is Zimmerman. So they were like, oh, this crazy white dude, man, he killing brothers. Yeah, well, he wasn't white. George Zimmerman was like, I don't know, Guatemalan or something. He wasn't a Guatemalan midget, but he's a Guatemalan. He was, you know, something of Hispanic origin, and they called him a white Hispanic. Never in the history of my being had I ever heard the term until then. Chelsea Handler also called Ben Carson a racist. Not the only one to call him that. Now, in black talk, you know, when the left are talking about other black people and they're out there spewing actual racism, you know what they say? Oh, black people can't be racist. They don't have any power. Which is nonsense. Black people are the most racist people in America. And they're openly racist. It has become, black people in America have become exactly what they detested, what we fought against. Decades ago, 100 years ago, in the mid-1800s, they become exactly that, only more bold. More bold. They don't go back in the deep of night and put on black hoods and come out and, you know, and say, what you doing there, white boy? I'm going to kick your butt or whatever. They don't do that. They come right to your face. I'm going to get you fired. I'm going to accuse you of sexual harassment, which is what a black chick accused O'Reilly of. I'm going to get you kicked out of your job, like this lady did when a guy was reading Notre Dame Against the Klan, a book where the church was fighting against the Ku Klux Klan, and he was reading about his church's history. He gets suspended. Don't dare use the wrong word. A guy got suspended from his job for using the word niggardly, which means miserly. See, sometimes words can sound a lot alike. You know, like, forget you. And I could use other things. So, but people get so hypersensitive about it because that's what the left wants now. They want you at a level of sensitivity where anything can set it off. Careers can be ruined at the blink of an eye. So, Ben Carson in today's world can become a racist. Stacey Dash is a black white supremacist. And George Zimmerman is a white Hispanic. What else has been flipped? Gay marriage doesn't even exist. But if you fight against it, then you got a problem. Black Lives Matter, blatantly racist. But if you say all lives matter, you're the racist. But these people think they make sense. They make no sense. Let me get to a couple of fan letters. So, Kevin, I'm a 15-year veteran educator who left my job, $110,000 a year because of horrific politics, corrupt administration, and failing policies that are literally killing kids in public education right now. I understand every word you said on Tucker Carlson, and you are dead on. I left my school district because we were overrun with Hispanic illegals, and the schools were out of control and way overpopulated. I could not afford to live there anymore on a single income because the school budget got so out of control with prime example of corporate greed that it's literally mind-blowing. To think I could not afford to live in the area where I worked and grew up with a triple-figure salary. Something is seriously wrong. So she goes on to talk about various issues that she had. I don't know her name. It was a lady that wrote to me about this. And she'd seen my segment on Tucker. Another guy said this. Kevin, saw you on Tucker Carlson's show. Sir, you are on point with your assessment of the NAACP dummies. Tried to get help from them in several cases. We were one of the largest black landscape contractors in San Antonio from 1979 until 85. We were forced out of business by the home builders hiring Mexican nationals or undocumented Mexicans for a fraction of what we were paid, which wasn't much due to being black in business. I went to the NAACP for help against these large companies for racism. They were not interested. Our kids in the black are failing so far behind in this present society. I hired two black kids that were in high school, gave them instructions to put a toilet together, and they couldn't read the instructions. Folks, this is the norm. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Here. So we've got a smoking gun. We talked a little bit the other day about Paul Manafort and the fact that they've gone back now to 2006 to look at Manafort's records. Where was Trump in 2006? Probably hosting his show, right? I don't think he was looking to run for president in 2006. He had not endorsed Obama, but said, hey, I wish the guy success or whatever. Then he watched Obama torpedoing the country, you know, over a period of time. That's when he decided to run. But it was, well into, probably 2010, maybe 2011, Trump went, you know what? I can do a better job than this dude. So he decided to make a presidential bid. But 2006, I don't know what his dealings would have been with Manafort. He obviously knew the guy, but come on. Nothing going on here, nothing sinister. But we've got an update. A smoking gun. Hold on to your britches. Rappers, that's pants, okay? Just in case you didn't hear me correctly. Where we last left off, this boondoggle that Mueller has mounted against Manafort you know, the special prosecutor that's looking into these allegations of wrongdoing or connection or whatever. He was in 2006 dealing with Manafort's Russia by way of Ukraine dealings. So we're not even talking about Russia per se. We're talking about Ukraine. Now, it's hard to believe that a businessman such as Paul Manafort would be doing such a thing, would be hobnobbing with the Russians. Because after all, according to the left, doing business with Russia is taboo. That is, unless you are a crooked, twice-failed presidential candidate like Hillary Clinton or a surrogate thereof. Now, we've talked to you about Podesta and his obvious dealings with Russia, the obvious ties to the Kremlin, the obvious meetings of Hillary Clinton in an official capacity, nonetheless, with Vladimir Putin. No problem at all. Manafort didn't meet with Putin. And I'll get to that in just a second. But according to Manafort's emails, which he has readily said, make them available, willing to say, open these up, let the public see exactly what's going on. Well, we have one. And he wrote in an email that he was willing to provide, quote, private briefings about the campaign to a Russian billionaire. And that billionaire is said to have close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin, according to the U.S. government. Now, I want to stop for just a second. We've got a campaign being run. Manafort, I don't know his dealings. I'm just going to speculate here. He's got friends in Russia that have lots of money. They've got interest in seeing the relationships between Russia and the United States improve, I would presume. It is the biggest market in the world per capita. And he says, yeah, I'll be happy to brief you on what's going on with the campaign. Now, this billionaire, I love how they had written it up to where he's got close ties to the Russian government. Okay, our government says he's got close ties to Putin. So, let me ask you this. Do you think Warren Buffett had close ties to Barack Obama? Do you think Soros had close ties to Barack Obama? Do you think Zuckerberg had close ties to Barack Obama? I can name 15 billionaires who had close ties to Barack Obama, and they're not all U.S. billionaires. So the idea here is to paint this as some salacious thing. Well, he had close ties to Putin. Who cares? Who do you think billionaires have close ties to? Pookie? Billionaires have close ties to people of power. There's a reason why people seek to get power. They want to be around the hobnobbers. Now, I don't seek to get power, but I do want to be around the hobnobbers because they have nice toys. When I got flown by private jet from Vancouver to Massett, it didn't take that, but I knew then and there that I liked that life. I don't have the power of that gentleman, but I have access to him. So I'd be crazy not to want to be around it, but I don't crave it. I'm not sitting around going, oh my gosh, man, I really need to have more power. You know, whatever. Here's my point. A billionaire has access to Putin. Big deal. I'll tell you this. The guy who's running drugs or selling bootleg vodka, hooch on the streets of Russia, he doesn't have access to Putin. So who was Manafort going to meet with? That guy? Or a billionaire who's in the aluminum business. Yeah, the sinister aluminum business is what this Russian was into. Yep. So you can do business with everybody else, but not the Russians. Oh, unless you're a Democrat, then the left doesn't seem to care. Attempting to meet with a potential contact, who might be able to, you know, heal some wounds that Obama created during his administration. Who knows? None of us do. Same thing Clinton did. Same thing Obama did. Except with respect to anything Trump's involved in, he's not looking to feather his nest. That's what I love about the guy being a billionaire. As much as politics shouldn't be for sale, and Donald Trump certainly made that clear when he ran his campaign for half the cost of Hillary, and he had more money, he said, I'm just going to let the people do it. I'll play by the rules, but I'll let the people do it. And our objective is to win. So who is this Russian in question? His name is Oleg Deripaska. a metal magnet. I told you guys, he's involved in aluminum. Aluminum, folks. Not precious gold, you know, not precious other precious metals like gold or silver or platinum. No aluminum. Not even titanium. So Manafort, completely open about his emails, telling the DOJ, release them. And to that end, Manafort spokesperson Jesse Maloney confirmed that the email exchanges were legit, but he says no meeting ever occurred even. So, big deal. No harm, no foul. But even if the meeting had occurred, there would have been no harm, no foul, because that's what they do. And I love how Newsmax put it, because they're a leftist rag. They come off to be conservative, but they're not. The July 7th email came a little over a week before the Republican National Convention, while Manafort was leading the Trump campaign's day-to-day operations. It occurred about a month after Manafort attended a meeting with the Russian lawyer at Trump Tower. That meeting was brokered by Donald Trump Jr., who was told in emails that the meeting was part of a Russian government effort to help his father's campaign. Nice attempt by Newsmax to connect the dots that lead to nowhere. Chris Ruddy, you should be ashamed of yourself. A multimillionaire posing as a conservative and making money off of conservatives who actually believe that that crap over there is some kind of conservative outlet. It's not. Trump Jr. and Manafort offered all the evidence in this matter, unlike crooked Hillary Clinton. Clinton, by the way, continues to hide in plain sight, as her dealings with the Russians need no research. We know what she did. So Manafort's turned over thousands of pages, nothing to implicate him in anything other than business as usual. Nothing would allow the DOJ to target President Trump. And what does Mueller do? He does it and goes back to 2006. It has nothing to do with Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show.
So, is universal basic income a sensible safety net or an economic disaster in the making? Now, perhaps surprisingly, Charles Murray, a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, is an advocate. And I spoke to him about it recently. Have a look.
Charles, thank you so much for talking to us about this. I was very excited when I heard that we could have this conversation, because for most people, this idea of a universal basic income is something that's associated with the left. More recently, we've had the liberal elite in Silicon Valley pushing the idea, but generally it's something that's seen as an idea that comes from the left. But you're obviously not from the left, far from it.
No.
Just make the case for this from the point of view.
Well, the simplest case from the conservative point of view is that the current system is awful, and replacing it all just by giving people money is better. That was Milton Friedman's argument. He made this case a long time ago. That's part of my reason, but the main reason is, well, I got a couple. One is, I think we're going to see a revolution in the job market over the next 20 or 30 years that are going to require us to redefine what the meaning of a job is. I'm in a minority on that. I have a lot of economist friends who say, this time is not different, and so forth, but I believe that. The second thing is that we've got to revive American civil society.
Mm-hmm.
By civil society, I mean communities solving their own problems, dealing with each other, all the things that made America a very special place.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a gentleman from the American Enterprise Institute talking about a concept called universal basic income. And he's obviously proposing $10,000 minimum per year per person. I don't know if it's like man, woman, and child. Can you imagine? I just want to stop you for 1 second. Can you imagine a 13-year-old girl saying, I can get $10,000 for myself and I can get $10,000 for my baby? So she's at 20 grand with her kid and thinks she's making money. Can you imagine? There's a woman right now that's on welfare. She's getting, they said this woman's worth, she's six figures. She's got like 10 kids. Seems like a lot to you. Got to feed them and take care of them and get them stuff. But if you don't want to get them stuff, if you just want to have kids, then congratulations. You have succeeded. You are doing quite well for yourself. I find this amazing. This is where we are with this. Wow. Zuckerberg said, following a trip to Alaska, that's when it hit him that giving people subsistence, he supported what Alaska calls the Alaska Permanent Fund Dividend, which pools money from the state's revenue, oil revenue, and returns it to the residents at the end of the year. And in 2016, that dividend was $1,022 per eligible resident. Now, what is an eligible resident? Probably somebody who worked. I don't know how they did it. I'd have to look it up. But I would presume it's somebody that worked that was productive in society. And oh, by the way, this isn't a revolutionary idea. Giving taxpayers their money back, and Zuckerberg thinks he's come up with something new. Let me tell you something. I'd be happy to give my $10,000 back. But I would have earned it. What Zuckerberg is saying is whether you work or you don't work, you should have it. Now, the guy from AECI says, the American Enterprise Institute says, well, look, if you happen to lose your job, you have that $10,000. Okay, so you have your $800 a month. Do you still get unemployment? Is that what he's saying? Again, if you want to tell me the government should be giving us back our money, I'll gladly take it. But I won't take it under the guise that the government is giving me money. The government is returning money to me that I've spent. Let me tell you something. I have left in the treasury of this government well over $100,000 in my lifetime. And I did it because I said to myself, you're a good citizen, Kev. I filed my taxes late, and they'd owe me, you know, $5,200 one year, $3,700 the next year. I wouldn't even get it. And then it would expire because you only have 3 years to file. I'd have 4 years it would expire, and I'd collect for 3 years. This happened recently. I had three or four tax years that expired. It was at least $35,000. The reason I did it at the time was I didn't need the money. I was like, you know what? They can have it. And then I needed the money. And I would have loved to have petitioned the government to say, what do you mean you can get money that I owe you for as long as you need, but if I don't collect mine within X number of years, you get to keep it? What kind of system is that? That system stinks because I needed the money. Anyway, Zucker, I'm reading this article. He used his experience at Facebook to explain how economics of human condition can change for the better if people are given a basic income to live off, such as a permanent fund dividend in Alaska. They're getting $1,022, Zuckerberg. How's that going to do it? That's a rebate to everything. The government is saying, look, we made a bunch of money. You need it back. It isn't our money. We're not a profit center. Here's your money back. Now go put it back to work, Alaska. Zuckerberg's getting it twisted. Now, look, I know there are places overseas, can't think of the country, but they have a universal basic income. Good for them. Tell me you want to live there. Tell me a leftist. Pick that country. Zimbabwe. We've got a universal basic income. Go live there. See if that's going to help. Let me tell you something. You told me, Kevin, I'm going to give you $10,000 to live on. In the event that you get unemployed, you get $10,000. Man, let me tell you. I look at you like you're crazy. What, is that supposed to entice me? That's a bunch of money or something? That's ridiculous. Now, if you tell me it's extra money we're giving back because you've overpaid your taxes, then fine. And if you even wanted to prorate it and say, look, if you make $500,000 a year, you don't need your $10,000 back. But if you're working and you've paid taxes and you've been a productive member of society and they said to me, we'll give you up to $10,000 back because the government has been crazy. It's been ridiculous. We've been spending money like drunken sailors. And we have paid off our debts and we don't want to run money in the, you know, a surplus, which we shouldn't because government is not in that business. Then give me our money back. But the government is in no position to do this. By the way, Zuckerberg wants to do it. The guy who owns Salesforce.com. All these Silicon Valley guys are talking about doing it. Let's give the money back, man. Give people basic income. It's like the $15 an hour minimum wage, the $31,000 a year job flipping burgers. How long is that going to last? So they're the ones saying, let's give the money back. Zuckerberg, a gazillion billionaire, right? This guy is worth billions. One of the rich. I think he is the richest guy in the world. I know he's one of them. Bezos, the Salesforce.com guys, these are all guys worth billions of dollars. Do they practice what they preach? Give your money to your employees. I have a friend who sold his company for $150 million. Made money. Everybody kept their jobs. People were feasting. You know, got their bonuses, etc. Then my friend took $50 million of those dollars and he gave them to the employees. People don't do that. Now that's putting your money where your mouth is. So Zuckerberg says, seeing how Alaska put the dividend in place reminded me of a lesson I learned early at Facebook. Organizations think profoundly differently when they're profitable than when they're in debt. When you're losing money, your mentality is largely about survival. But when you're profitable, you're confident about your future and you look for opportunities to invest and grow further. Alaska's economy has historically created this winning mentality, which has led to the basic income. That may be a lesson for the rest of the country. You are exactly right, Zuckerberg. Positive thinking yields positive results. So why is it your ilk is always making black folks, for example, feel negative? Why is it you're always making women feel less than what they are? You don't make enough money, young lady. There's a war on women. Why are you telling Latinos they're hated when they come over here? We embrace them when they come legally. When they don't, we want Americans to have jobs. Why is it that you're beating up on the legal immigrants and giving a pass to the other ones? I mean, I could go on. These people are idiots, folks, and they think because they get a lot of money, they're smart. A lesson for the rest of the world. He goes to one place and suddenly there's a lesson. Now, here's what's ironic. Joe Biden disagrees with him. He came out against the universal basic idea. He says our children and grandchildren deserve the promise we've had, the skills to get ahead, the chance to earn a paycheck, and a steady job that rewards hard work. See, what Zuckerberg doesn't want you to know is that feeling you get of accomplishment when you do a job, and particularly when you do it well, when you learn more. I can put it in the terms of my little boy and his baseball game. The other day they played a game. They've been beating everybody. They lost their first game, but they're beating everybody. But they took him out at catcher because they're trying these kids in other positions. And I have never, watch a lot of baseball with him. Without him behind the plate, it's a different ball game. This kid is a maniac behind the plate. They put other kids back there. They don't get it, but he gets it. And you can see the joy when he goes, oh, boy, I'm glad coach put me behind the plate because we almost lost that game. That's the feeling you want kids to experience. Now, that other kid, I'm glad that he got a chance to try. And he'll be good at something, but he's not as good at that. And maybe that'll give him incentive. How about that, Zuckerberg?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. A couple stories we're going to talk about today. I absolutely love this story. It involves an octogenarian. Funny dude. 83-year-old man minding his own business in his home. Suddenly, he hears something up on his roof. He's like, what the heck is that? Cops have been called. They surround his house. He can't figure this out. This story, folks, addresses so much. This story I'm about to share about this 83-year-old fighter. If this doesn't invigorate you, I don't know what will. It involves trespassing, law enforcement, and a man that finally gets fed up the same way you are. It reminds me of immigration. It really does, and you'll see why. See, because immigration is something that we shouldn't even be talking about with respect to the illegal version. It's like talking about a home invasion and saying, well, the uninvited guest. Is that what you would call somebody that's broken into your home? Like you come home and there are people in your home. Would you call them uninvited guests? I don't think so. Particularly if they were removing things from your property. Or if they were just sitting around and making themselves at home. Maybe a young couple sitting on the couch necking. An older couple's in the bedroom watching TV cuddled up in your bed. And some big dude's looking inside of your refrigerator and looks back as you guys come in and says, oh, this is y'all's place? Would you feel like they were uninvited guests? Would you feel like they were trespassers? Would you feel it all after you stop shooting? Anyway, this old man cracks me up. Here's a story from Fox News. A California grandfather, they say, took matters into his own hands when a stranger jumping on rooftops caused an hour-long police standoff on Tuesday. Willard Burgess, 83, was at his La Puente house when the suspect the police were chasing, stood on his roof, refusing their orders to come down for hours. L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Tim Murakami wrote on Twitter. Now, if you got to see this video. This guy's up on, it's a, you know, like one of these little frame houses. I don't know, like I call it a ranch. It was a single-story house. Guy climbs up there. Old man, you see a ladder. And this old man starts to get up on the ladder. And this younger guy, I don't know, you know, kids really see. But the old guy, it was surprising how well he climbed this ladder. At 83 years old, he gets up top. And he's talking to this guy, like, what are you doing on my roof? And he's just barking at him, and the guy, and he goes, get off my roof. And he walks him fast in a direction where where the roof kind of goes up maybe 2 feet, you know, rises up. And the guy kind of stops, and the old man just kind of grabs him by the collar, walks him over to the edge, and tosses him off, you know, 8 feet, 9 feet, whatever, you could hear a thud, like he hit a car. You know, parked in the driveway. It may have been a police cruiser. Honestly, you got to see it. It's amazing. And you just hear him talking, and then you see a police officer that came up behind the old man like, you know, hey, 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 as he's on the roof about to toss the guy. And before the cop can do anything, boom, the old man tosses him off. Just get out of here. I love this story. See, this is a perfect example. This is like, think of the Border Patrol. And they're standing around. The illegals coming in. And finally, some citizen says, you know what? I'm just going to start kicking these suckers out. And he grabs them and he throws them back into the Rio Grande. And says, you're not going to get to swim on this side of the river. And throws them in. And the Border Patrol is coming up behind going, sir, sir, you can't do it. You can't do it. Why not? My country. In his case, he's saying, you're allowing a fool to disrupt my life, to dance on my roof. I don't know, what's it going to cost me, this knucklehead dancing on my roof? Are you going to pay for it? Are the citizens going to pay for it? This fool shouldn't be on my roof. He gets on my roof. He's on my property. If he's on my property, I'm going to throw his butt off. And he threw him down 8 feet or nine, whatever the size of the roof was. He threw him down onto a car. He didn't land on the ground. He landed on a cruiser. And so 4 feet, 5 feet, whatever it was. Anyway, here's what they say. He said, that sucker's coming off, he told police. That was when that cop was behind him. The grandfather then shoved the man off his roof. This is what Fox News reported, ending the hours-long standoff. It's unclear whether the unidentified man, who police say was either mentally ill or on drugs, was seriously injured. Police said he was taken to the hospital for a mental evaluation. They don't take them to the hospital for mental evaluations when they come over and sneak into America, do they? You come to my house, you don't have to worry about him because I'll be all over it because I'm going to load up, Burgess told KABC. He's now tired of it. He's saying, I'm no longer going to just go throw him off the roof. I'm going to shoot him off the roof. Let me tell you, I don't know how it is. Yeah, I suspect, I mean, I'm old enough to know that you didn't go jumping around on people's roofs as a kid. I wouldn't have. I would have done it once, and some old dude would have, you know, some 40-year-old man would have, what are you doing up on my roof? And I don't know, sir. And he'd have come up there, and throwing my butt off. And my grandmother would have said, well, good. I'm glad he did. Why would you do it? What were you doing up on his roof anyway? That was when we had common sense in America. I wouldn't go on his roof, but if I did, he would have thrown me off. And my parents would have said, yeah, well, you know what? I'm glad he did. You shouldn't have been up there. We don't have that anymore. Let me tell you what you're thinking already. I promise you I know this. You are going, how long before they sue this old man, right? Was he even thinking about that? He's throwing a guy off his roof. He could be sued by this guy. Don't be surprised, folks, if we update this story and the guy who was thrown off the roof suddenly finds his sanity, gets off his drugs, and they tell him what happened. Somebody says, you ought to sue that old fart. And he sues him. So what? He wasn't hurt. So what? He was trespassing. So what? He should be in jail, off drugs. He should be thanking that old man. You think they're going to thank him? Burgess's granddaughter, Ashley Wren, recorded the cell phone video of the moment Burgess tossed the man off the roof. She's actually got the video that could get her grandpa, you know, broke. My neighbor Albert got a ladder. My grandfather climbed the ladder quick. He pushed the guy to the corner of the roof and threw him off the roof, Wren told the San Gabriel Valley Tribune. The man was then handcuffed after he fell. It was a crazy morning, she said. I bet it was. Let me tell you about crazy mornings. Every day. You wake up to a crazy morning every single day of your life. You want to know why? Because liberals are on your roof. They're dancing, they're partying. And you know what they're partying with? Your stuff. They've already been in the house. They've got your cooler on the roof. They got your Amazon, whatever the thing that plays music for you now. Because, yeah, that's, well, I hope you don't have an Amazon, but they have your music source. Let's put it that way. They may have even rolled up your TV. They got your recliner. They're even petting your dog, and they are all up on your roof, and they are dancing. And when they're not dancing on your roof, they're dancing on your grave because they're happy that you've paid money to them because you left a bunch of money to them. So you paid money, and so they're dancing, you know, through your inheritance, and they're dancing on your grave. They're dancing on everything that you stand, that you love. That's essentially it. They're dancing on it all. Yeah, crackheads. And so they're, and you're funding their habit. But you don't just fund their drug habit. You buy them clothes. You've bought them that recliner. You bought the beer they're drinking, the chips they're eating, the nachos, the wine, whatever. And you finance the football game they watch with cable TV and other nonsense. They are laughing at you. And you know what you're going to need to do? You're going to need to get off your butt. Get your neighbor's ladder, no matter how old you are. Go up on that roof and reclaim your property. Toss them off. Because that's what's happening to us every single day. There's a metaphor for all of this stuff, folks. There really is. And until we stop allowing this nonsense, I use this as a metaphor of illegal immigration. Until we stop allowing that, until we stop allowing refugee resettlements back because Trump got his travel order. Now they're like, well, will he let it expire? Let's hope not. Have you seen the Qatar commercials where they're saying, we are not condoning terror. We want to be part of the United, you know, blah, blah, blah. Please lift the travel ban to the United States. You know why people want to get here? They want to see what it's like. They want to know what it takes to be a successful country. Make them beg. And for the ones who get here illegally, kick them off your roof. Because that's the way we survive as a country.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.